Tribute. Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.
Hi guys, my name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You might have seen me on social media, but if you haven't seen me on social media, don't worry. There's loads of time to get to know me on this podcast. I spill all of my secrets. I tell you all of my traumas. I cry regularly. I laugh regularly. It's a roller coaster of emotions. Every week, guys, I pick a topic. I talk about it. I try to stick to the topic. A lot of the time I don't. And I answer your dilemmas. If you're a new listener, welcome and strap yourself in. Come along with me for the ride. And if you're a regular listener, welcome back. Thank you for listening every week. On this week's episode of Unscripted, we had a very special guest in the podcast studio. We had Casey Campion. We spoke a little bit how we met, how she got into social media, a little bit surrounding looking after your mental health. And we told some very juicy story times, guys. We also had Casey help us with a cheating dilemma. Couldn't think of anybody better. Hi, guys, and welcome back to episode 25 of Unscripted. Guys, we're one quarter of the way to me eating tuna. We have a guest today because I need to explain this to our guest, right? Our guest is Casey. Casey, we'll intro you in a sec, right? Okay. But I promised I hate tuna. Like, tuna is like my biggest fear in the world.
That, you know, when you have fear. Well.
Yeah. You're picky like me, aren't you?
Very picky.
Yeah. So basically, I promised that I'd eat tuna on the 100th episode.
You know what? I'm not afraid. I feel like the fact that it's in a can with liquid freaks me out. But if it was on its own, maybe.
The whole thing.
No, yeah, it's gross. It's gross.
Guys, sorry. I didn't even intro Casey properly there. Guys, we have Casey Campion.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
For anybody that doesn't know, do you want to introduce yourself? Give your socials.
So I'm just like the biggest legend going on. I'm Casey. I suppose you could say I'm a TikToker. Do a bit of radio here and there. And I've a brand new podcast as well. So, yeah.
I'm so jealous of you doing radio. I'd love to do radio.
I love it.
Even though I feel like I don't know if I'd actually be able, right? Because I say I'd love to do radio because I love talking. I love chatting. But I also stumble over my words all the time.
It's live, obviously.
Yeah.
No, you can mess up, like, because we're human, but obviously you're not really meant to.
But
it's good.
Right, so how did we meet? Sorry, Casey, how did we meet?
So I stumbled across you, obviously, during COVID years ago, back in the caravan days. Yes. Hate to bring them up.
Yes.
And then obviously you were a bit rogue back then.
Yeah, very rogue.
So like I probably wasn't like your biggest fan. Like, I'm not even going to lie. But I obviously watched everything because back then, TikTok was just popping off. And then I don't even know. I feel like I was live one night. I just hit 10K.
I remember this.
Yeah, and you commented like a pink love heart. And I was like, oh my God, Niamh's in my live. Niamh, I was like dying. And I went to a party that night and everyone at the party was like, oh my God, I see Niamh. Like O'Connor, like commented live. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And then we met for the first time at the Coco Brown event.
Was that the first time we met?
Yeah.
No way.
And I remember I seen you and I was like, oh my God, there's Niamh. But then you came over to me and you were like, oh my God, I love your videos. I was like, you love my videos. I love your videos.
No, Casey, you came on the... I feel like you had such a like overnight blow up as well. Like, I know you were on the app before because I remember... Do you know what I remember about you? One night I was on live, right? And I am... My listeners know I'm... And you know, I'm the most awkward cunt. Like, I never join lives with anyone. I never, like...
Yeah.
I'm so anxious and I won't do it. And Casey, you were live. Wait, I don't know if your brother... I don't know who was with you. And you kept requesting. And then you kept... Your followers kept coming over being like, join Casey Campion's live. And I was panicking in my head because I was like, this girl is going to think I am so rude. But that's my first proper memory of you.
Yeah, that was my live era. And I remember all my followers were like, please like request Niamh. And I was like, surely I'm a weirdo. But to be fair, you were following me from like early on.
Yeah. See, I'm a true Casey Campion fan.
She's an OG.
Guys, me and Casey are being like, if you heard how me and Casey speak to each other on the phone.
No, it's not even.
Yeah, we do. We just riff into each other.
Yeah.
So Casey, how did you actually get into social media? You started off on live, did you?
Yeah, so like when I was in college, I was like, I'd love to do TikTok, but I feel like I was still like very caring what other people thought of me, that kind of thing. And then once I finished college and became single, I was like, right, what else have I got to focus my energy on? I'm just going to start posting just like normally, like everyone else would, the odd haul here and there,
a
few vlogs. And then in 2023, I was like, right, I'm going to take this serious.
Yeah.
And I had this idea, I got really badly sunburned when I was in school.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I post that, it will go viral.
I know that video.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm really like, I think I'm good at manifesting. Like, it might happen. So I posted that video. Got like, I think now it has over 2 million.
Yeah.
That was my first ever proper video.
Proper video, yeah.
So from that, I got like 6,000 followers, which is like a decent starting point.
Yeah.
And then from then on, I still was like here and there. And then when I decided to take it seriously, that's when I started going live.
Yeah.
And the lives really do build up your following and people get like invested.
Yeah.
So yeah, I built up to like 20K-ish, 30K-ish. And then I was like, right, it's time to start with these story times. I have a lot of juicy story time. Yeah. And then it kind of just skyrocketed from there. Like,
You're very good at telling stories. I said that to Casey. The fact you have a podcast now is brilliant because your ability to tell stories, like just because I was about to ask you about your story time videos and your Roden story, I think was one of like everyone was hooked. The whole of Ireland was hooked on the Roden story. Was that wild? Like, was that crazy?
It was wild. So that happened, well, this May, it'll be 3 years ago, which is mad. But when I told the story, it was 2 years. So I was like, in my head, it was old news. Do you know what I mean? I had told this story 5 million times. My whole family had heard about it like every day.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know if they're going to be that interested. And my biggest fear posting it was like, imagine I out my whole life and this flops. Like, this is going to be so embarrassing. And I teased it for months. I went, when I hit 50K, I'm going to tell this big story time.
Yeah.
Not thinking I was going to hit 50K
soon.
So then when I had to tell it, I was like, right, this has to be perfect.
Perfect.
Like, I'm not diagnosed, but I definitely have OCD.
Yeah, you do. No, Casey Campion has to match her phone case to her clothes. And if she doesn't, she's upset.
Day ruined. Yeah. And I'm being serious. So that's why I think I'm quite good at telling stories, because it has to be chronological, has to have every single last detail. So I did out a big Google Doc.
No.
I actually must post that someday. I have a Google Doc of what I was going to do with the story time, had all the receipts, went to a solicitor to make sure that everything I was saying was legal.
Oh my God.
This story time has to succeed. So in my head, I was like, right, this has to hit a million or it's a fail. Now, what kind of goal is that? Who sets a million as a goal? But sure enough, we hit a million.
Yeah.
Part two got taken down, which at the time I thought was like the end of the world.
Yeah.
But it ended up actually making it better because people were like, where's part two?
Yeah,
and drove.
Yeah, you put it on YouTube.
Put it on YouTube. He wasn't getting away that lightly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was mad because people really did get hooked. And like, I just called him the rodent in passing. I didn't think it was that funny, but I actually think that made it. If I didn't call him the rodent, I don't think it would have caught on as much.
It did, because I think a lot of people can relate to that as well, like thinking that their ex-boyfriends are a rat, you know?
But like, it's actually so funny. My 85-year-old granny came up with the name Rodent.
Stop.
One day she just said it, or maybe I said it and it caught on, but yeah, that's what she refers to.
The Rodent.
The Rodent, yeah. Oh my,
so that was a thing in your family before the story time? No way.
Yes.
That is so funny.
I know.
Your dad is the biggest legend ever. Your mom and your dad.
I think
I love seeing your mom and your dad in your videos. They're both, I wonder, who was your mom talking about the other day? Remember when you sent me that voice note? Did you just ever work that out?
That was my neighbour.
Oh, is that your neighbor?
Yeah, she's mad into the whole TikTok gossip. Right. She was like, Niamh's gonna know who this is. She used to go live with him. Yeah. I don't know. You've gone live with so many people for 7 years.
I haven't a fucking clue.
Yeah.
So then you put part two on YouTube. So that actually probably helped build your YouTube.
Yeah, no, I don't use YouTube, but I think the part two got like 150K.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube, isn't the worst.
No.
But I just remember everyone, where's part two? I was getting emails. People were just, and part two was the best bit.
Yeah.
I was so rogue. The part two has videos of him in it.
His face
is in it. Now, I did put rat emojis over.
I might get in
some kind of trouble here. But yeah, I'd say he probably thought like he was in the clear. Like 2 years silent.
Because
I was very embarrassed about the whole thing. Because I was like, I got cheated on. But no, it's embarrassing. For him,
it's so embarrassing for him. And has he reached out to you at all, or like tried to apologize or anything like that? No,
absolutely not. People always ask that because I never really did an aftermath.
You need to.
I know. I feel like on my podcast, I'll do like a rodent revisited,
yes,
and give like the, because obviously the story time was about in total probably 35 minutes, but like there's probably way more to it,
No,
never contacted me afterwards, which was good because that was one of my fears. What if he shows up at my house? What if his parents start ringing me?
At
the end of the day, like, I would say no bad blood. There's a lot of bad blood. But he done it. I'm allowed to tell it. And people might say, oh, she's milking this now. But it's something that happened to me.
Yeah.
Like the same way we still talk about, I don't know, the famine.
We do.
You still talk about stuff from years ago. Yeah. And that's what happened to me. So I will continue talking about it.
And it's your experience. I feel like that when something happens to you, it's your experience to tell the story. You know what I mean? And like, you didn't do anything. You covered his face. I am telling you now, Casey, if that was me, the face wouldn't have been covered. Like, I give you such credit for how, the respect, but the way you told the story in a way that, like, his face wasn't shown and blah, blah, blah. If that was me, I am telling you now, his face, his name, his fucking phone number, his address, everything would have been up.
Looking back now, I wish at the time when it happened, so before I even did social media, I wish I just put those clips straight onto my Instagram story.
And said,
this is my boyfriend. Here he is kissing a random around. But I was just, as I said, so embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I think in the story time, I was semi, like, respectful. I did say that he was a good boyfriend at the time and never expected it from him and whatever else. But look, due to crime...
Do the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Facts. Okay, because you're so good at story times, our listeners will definitely want to hear one from you. Have you got any other story times?
There is one, right, that I think it will actually break the internet more than the road into
one. No way.
But I just can't tell it because it's about people from where I live. And I genuinely think I'd be killed.
Right.
But it's
okay.
So, and it's along the lines of cheating. It's along the lines of that kind of thing. And it's so bad.
Okay.
It actually, funny enough, happened. Remember I said a few minutes ago, I was at a party one night and people were like, oh my God, Niamh follows you.
Yeah.
It was that night.
Your joke.
So this was probably like 2 years ago. And I'd love to tell it someday. Yeah. Maybe if I move abroad.
Yes.
But I've been small. The other night I was in Coppers.
Oh.
Shock. This isn't really like a big mad story.
Oh my God. Can I just say, right, lads, for my 28th birthday, we went out, right? And we ended up going to Nolita and then we went to Soho. We always tend to go to Soho or the George. And Casey Campion is there. Can we not go to Coppers? No. Casey, I'm 28. I'll get arrested if I go to Coppers.
I'm sending it. So what's everyone wearing to Coppers? Like, and then I think Amber was like, oh, well, I need ID. And I was like, oh no, Coppers isn't strict. Just trying to like sneak it in there. But I was at Pitbull the other night and I went in there after. I hadn't actually been in like over 2 months, which for me is quite a long time.
It is.
And I made the mistake of going on a student night. Why did I not realise on a Wednesday it was going to be full of kids?
Kids.
And I still think that I'm that age.
Yeah, so do I though.
Yeah, and then when you go in, you're like, oh, I'm actually not.
Yeah.
So we got chatting to these two girls and they had these Pitbull hats. They were really cool. They had like feathers and all.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, do you want to get in a TikTok? And they were like, oh, because of our jobs, we actually can't. But you can have the hats. And I was like, all right, grand, okay. Gave us the hats on the dance floor, grand. Next thing, these three girls snatched the hat off my head as I walked by.
Stop.
And I was gonna ignore it. And I was like, you know what? No, I want that hat. It was really cool. It was black and had like feathers.
Yeah.
So I went over and I go, yeah, could I actually get that back? And straight away they went, oh, you're one off. You're off TikTok. Oh my God, oh my God. We're so sorry. We're so sorry. And I was like, yeah, you know me. You know I was gonna go over that. Like, because you know me, I did go.
Yeah. Filmed them and everything.
Yeah, quite literally. And I was like, you know me. Like, you're gonna end up in a TikTok tomorrow. Yeah, get that hat back. But yeah, it's just kind of funny that people.
You have the, like, Casey, I said this to her before. You have the maddest experience on night time. I think it is because of the places you go.
It is. It's my own fault.
Yeah, because I swear, right? God, lads, I was literally the most hated person on the fucking internet at one point. Casey Campion has madder stories than me. Honest to God, like, you have, I think, do you know what I think it is? I think the places you go, a lot of the places have like 18-year-olds and all in them.
Yeah, and like my demographic is Coppers.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm asking for it. Like, Camden Street might as well be my followers all in a line.
Yeah.
Then in a weird way, sometimes I nearly, not crave it, but I'm like, oh, I love meeting everyone that follows me. Yeah. Like, great chatting to them. But then you get the odd few mental people that literally push me on the dance floor or take videos of me or say awful things. So it's just like,
you know,
for every one negative experience, there is about 50 positive. But you do remember the negative ones, obviously. Yeah.
We're gonna get Casey to convert to a Soho head instead of a Coppers head.
I actually do like Soho, to be fair.
I love it. It's so good, isn't
it? I just keep going back.
I love Soho because, right, Soho is so good, guys. Sorry, this is so off topic, but Soho is so... This probably sounds mad conceited. We get a special area.
VIPs.
We're VIPs. No. But no. Soho will put us in... There's like a backstage room. And Soho put us into the backstage room and you can go out then. But it's just, I hate crowds. Like, I hate being in a crowd. I hate being on a dance floor. So I always go to Soho for that reason.
Yeah.
I love the George as well, though. And the George don't do that. The George is like the best.
Yeah, I love the George. That was the first place I went out with you. After the Coco Brown event, we went to the George.
Oh my God, Casey, I remember that. And I was locked that night. And Erin Lally.
Yes. I can't even remember. But do you know what I love in Soho? When you're in the back room, they give you like the little peanuts.
Yeah.
And the pretzels. Now, who else is doing that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're on a night out, a few pretzels.
Yeah,
pretzels. Wouldn't go amiss.
I don't even remember. I was only saying to Casey last night, I couldn't even remember when she left on my birthday. Like, I have no memory. And I did not think that I drank that much. But I have no memory. So I remember the beginning of Nolita. I don't remember anything after that. And I don't remember Soho. Like, Casey was like, Niamh, you were like having a DMC with me. I was like,
yeah, we were having a big DMC. And then I was like, right, I'm off.
See you later.
Yeah, bye.
Get me out of here. So you're very open on social media talking about your mental health and kind of like having the struggles that you go through with your mental health. Do you have any advice for anybody listening who might be a little bit younger or might be struggling with their mental health and doesn't really know what to do? Or, yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny because I'll give this great advice, but yeah. I won't listen to it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I feel like there obviously still is such a stigma around mental health. And when I post these videos, I'll post me like, okay, I feel really shit today. I'm going for a run.
Yeah.
Me crying. But I forget people actually see that.
Yeah.
So I'm like kind of scared. Like I could be literally my local Super Value and they're like, oh, that girl's depressed. You know what I mean? And it's a weird one because I, like, without tooting my own horn, I'm doing quite well in life. I'm quite successful, I'd like to think, but I'm still pretty miserable a lot of the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when they say like, oh, celebrities have all this money and they're still miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I would say is, you've got over 100% of your bad days.
Yeah.
Like days that I thought I'd never get through, like being cheated on or like family members dying and you think I'll never get over this. You always do.
Yeah.
And obviously talking to people really, really helps. Like all my friends, even all of yous are so supportive. Everyone I work with, my family. So just talking about it, like, what did they say? A problem shared. A problem halved.
Yes.
And just getting advice from people. And like when people tell me you're going to be fine, I actually do believe it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also if therapy is an option.
Yeah.
That's obviously a huge help. I'm going back in 2 weeks, I think, because sometimes getting an outside perspective helps. Yeah. And I feel like obviously you can't rely on a therapist to solve your life, but I hope when I do go back that he will give me tips
on
to deal with it and why I think the way that I think.
Yeah.
Because my brain is like overdrive 24/7.
You're so, like, sorry guys, I don't mean to sound like insensitive, but you, Casey, is the most OCD person that I've ever met.
Oh, on the planet.
Yeah. Like, I've never, ever, ever met, like, literally, I'm not joking. If her phone case does not match her outfit, like Casey's day is ruined. Yeah.
Or like that plan gets changed.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. And you need tell the therapist that because they will be able to direct you. But I think you deal with things really well. Like I know you on a personal level and I know like your struggle more than the internet would know your struggle. And I think you deal with it really, really well. I think it should be commended. I think people don't realise as well. A lot of the time online, like, I get so much shit as well for like crying on the internet and showing my feelings. Oh, you're not crying today. Why are we like belittling people for showing reality?
Yeah.
Because do you know the thing is, they're giving out if influencers are only showing highlight reels of their life.
Exactly.
And then you come on and cry and say, I hate my fucking life and I'm depressed out my head. And they're like, you attention seeker. It's like, you can't win.
You get all this free stuff where you're not happy. Well, no. Or the other day I posted a video with my dad. As you know, I post with him a lot.
Yeah, I love your dad.
And someone commented being like, you can tell that she puts it all on for the camera because in this video it seems like she was gonna like eat the head off her dad and all. I'm like, oh, have you never had a fight with your dad before?
Oh my god.
Has your dad ever barged into your room when you're in the middle of trying to do a video?
Of course
you're gonna like snap a little bit. That's just normal.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're like, if you're relatable, you get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
If you're not relatable, you get in trouble for it. You just can't win. So you have to do whatever you want.
That's the thing about social media. You're just best off doing whatever the fuck you want because no matter what you do, you cannot win. Oh my god, did you see, Casey, just speaking of this, did you see the airplane thing?
The influencer delaying the whole plane.
Oh my god.
I've seen bits and pieces. I haven't actually seen the original, I don't think, but I've seen everyone talking about it.
I made a response to it yesterday because, right, so basically this girl put up a video and she said, POV, your plane is delayed because an influencer was vlogging or something like that. Basically, the plane was delayed because an influencer was vlogging.
Can that even happen?
No. This is what I'm saying. I was cabin crew, right?
Now, oh my god, throwback.
Throwback. So everyone's jumping, obviously, on Charlene Murphy because Charlene Murphy always films like, come with me, or I only have an hour to make my flight. But usually Charlene's going over and back to the UK, can guarantee you that she's paying for the secure, you know, the
fast track
security. And the planes are never on time anyway. So the plane is going to be probably half an hour later. Charlene ain't delaying a whole fucking plane because she's vlogging. So I made a response video yesterday being like, lads, this literally isn't even possible. Like, if you are that late that a plane needs to be delayed, they're going to offload your luggage and you're gone.
Yeah.
And I also said, and also, how the hell does this person know that? Do you mean to tell me that the cabin crew came on the mic saying, guys, we have to delay this plane today because the influencer is on the plane?
Yeah,
or the influencer is vlogging. No cabin crew would ever do that. So people need to take everything on the internet with a pinch of salt. And what annoyed me about it was Charlene's getting absolutely bullied and ate in the comments for something that this girl was probably just making up this scenario. It's probably
like
not
the 5K
real.
Runner thing.
Yes.
And it's like, it's influencers are always the target. So
Yeah.
You're playing as late. Oh, no. Don't blame the airline. Blame Charlene Murphy. Or anybody. Like, it's just, people are just bad.
I said, look, because the girl didn't even say anybody. So, I said, in fairness, Charlene, it's pretty good that they hear the word influencer and think of you. Because they just said influencer. So, glass half full kind of thing. But it annoys me when I see those sort of things. Because it's like, why on earth do you blame... Like, the influencers apparently are ruining the whole of Ireland and doing everything wrong to the whole country.
Ruining the world.
It's ridiculous. Like, I'm sick of it. And it's all the time. I feel like every few months we get this big story of an influencer doing something and it turns out that it's not even fucking reality in the end of it, you know?
Why don't they come for people that are like, I don't know, actually doing this?
Yeah, like going...
Not us, like...
Committing crimes. Go and put all the energy into people committing crimes. Yeah. Like, you know? I understand. I think... We're influencing, a lot of people see it as not a real job. But if you pay tax, you have a real job. End of story. And it's harmless. Like, I think people don't understand that there's a shift in media from like TV to social media. So
100%.
Actors, influencers are essentially the same as like when you have a Maybelline ad on the TV. It's not that different, you know? And
this
nobody.
Is what I always say. Yeah. Because, like, if you see a girl promoting Tampax on the telly, you're not going to go, there's your one promoting something else.
Yeah.
But if we promote something, God forbid.
Yeah.
Like, technically, we're advertisers.
Yeah, that is it.
Marketers.
Yeah.
And, like, people are going to come for us for saying that, but it's just true.
Yeah, it's
like,
true. That is true. It's a shift from, like, advertising. Because who the fuck watch? I know people do watch TV, but the vast majority of people are on social media, whereas not, like, a lot of people don't watch TV anymore.
Yeah.
And they have Netflix subscriptions and blah, blah, blah. So it's just a shift from advertising that way to advertising this way. And I don't think people don't understand it yet, but I think... I don't know, maybe in 50 years, there'll be more like, it'll be normal, you know?
And people are like, you're only posting that because you're getting paid. You only go to work because you get paid.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I just wish people understood.
Yeah.
And it is difficult. I'm sure they're like, oh, look at them posting a 60-second video and they're getting all this money. But like, we work 24 hours a day, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You don't shut off. Your phone's always on.
Yeah.
And it comes with a lot of mental stress.
That's exactly it. This is my point. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, there's so many jobs that are so much harder, and I am
100%.
I am so lucky that I get to do the job that I do, but the mental strain and turmoil makes I'm not saying it's not fair that people are going out on a building site and being paid so little and somebody else is making a 60 second video and being paid so much, but that's not the fault of the influencer, that's the fault of capitalism. Let's attack the system, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry, this is so off topic. Me and Casey on a rant.
Yeah, literally. This is going to be like another influencer rant.
Yeah. So, Casey, you have a new podcast in name.
I do.
I love the name.
It's very fitting.
Very fitting. Tell us about it. What's the vibe?
So, On the Case with a K, because obviously my name is Casey.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm quite known for my story times and investigating things, cheaters, friends, all that kind of thing. So it's just going to be basically me having a different case every week. Now, it mightn't be a juicy story every week. Like, I've talked about school or like relationships, but obviously I will revisit some of my old story times in more detail. And then if I have guests on, which I will, they'd be like the case and I'll look into them. And I just want it to be relatable. I feel
relatable.
Like, as you know, every influencer has a podcast now. And I just want, that's why I'm getting like my family on, voice notes, and just to be as real as possible.
Yeah.
Because that's the way I am on TikTok. So it's just an extended version of that, really.
And I feel like as well, I don't know if you feel like this, but since I have my podcast, I feel like you can connect with your audience on such a deeper level.
Yeah.
Like, because you're sitting here for like an hour and you're just talking, like, and you're spewing all your feelings. I also feel like you can be more, like, for me anyway, I feel like there's a lot of like personal things in my life that I wouldn't say on TikTok, but I will say on my podcast.
100%. Yeah. Because I feel like TikTok probably thinks they know us inside the front, which they do, but there is a side that I wouldn't show on TikTok well. So that's what the podcast is kind of for.
Yeah. And how many episodes are you in now?
I have 2 are out.
Oh, brilliant.
And the third one's recorded. So.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Time flies.
It does.
Also, guys, if you want to listen to Casey's podcast, it's on YouTube. What's it on YouTube, On the Case?
On the Case on YouTube, and then obviously Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yes, highly recommend listening.
Thank you.
Casey, we have this little segment, right? And it's, we ask our guests, what is your most unscripted moment? So can you remember anything that's ever happened to you that's like just super embarrassing, whatever it is?
Yeah. One came to mind instantly, right? Yeah. Oh my God. So for those who follow me, they might know that I love Albufeira in Portugal. I used to work there. I go every summer. It's my favorite place ever, okay?
Yeah.
It's like Coppers.
Yeah,
toxic
yeah.
relationship. I shouldn't go back,
yeah.
but I go back every time. Regret it afterwards. Will I do it again? Probably.
Yeah.
So the little cafe by the beach, mm-hmm. obviously, as I've said a million times, I have OCD, so I like to do the same thing, same routine, same people.
Yeah.
So every day on the beach, we'd go and get a toastie in this one place. And there was a waitress there, and she was bringing us to our table, and she's there every year. So like, I don't know if she remembers me, because there's so many people that go there. And she brought us to our table, and she just like threw the menus down. And I was kind of like, does she hate me or something? Like, what's going on? So she wouldn't take our order for ages. And I was like, oh, I'm starving. Like, what is going on? So eventually she comes over, and I'm a real picky eater, as I also said. And I was like, yeah, could I get the wrap? But could I get it with like nothing on it, like just like the chicken and like the sauce? And she rolls her eyes. And I have such bad anxiety that like I'd never ask for like ketchup at a restaurant. I'd never like argue with a waitress or anything. But when she rolled her eyes, I looked at her dead in the face and I go, do you hate me or something? And then the minute I said it, I went, I was like, did I say that out loud? And the girl I was like, Casey, what is wrong with you?
Oh my God.
And the waitress, like, oh my God, no, of course not, of course not. And I was like, I don't know why I said that. Like, I'm actually really sorry. Like, I just look at a waitress and go, do you hate me or something? Yeah.
It's like an intrusive thought just spews out.
Comes out.
Yeah. But I'm proud of you, Casey. That's not a usual Casey thing.
No,
so
yeah, I was like semi-rude to somebody. But no, I did apologize
stand
after.
Your ground.
And then every day after that, when I went back, she's like, oh, my favourite customer. I was like, yeah.
So she must have just been in a shocking mood.
I'd say she was having a bad day. And it was really busy. And like, you know, we were dealing with young ones on holidays. But yeah, I literally looked at her and go, do you hate me?
Yeah, I've never been to Albufeira.
Have you not?
No.
I feel like you could be too old.
No, I think
I feel
I
like
am.
I'm too old.
I am too old. When I see your videos, I'm like, oh my God. You're not too old, because I feel like you're what now? 25?
Oh, don't even say it. I'll be 25 in October.
Yeah, I feel like there is, like, the thing is, it's only 3 years, but like, people still think of 25, like, oh, you're in your early 20s. Whereas now I'm like, people are saying to me, you're nearly 30. I'm like, oh my God, you're messing.
But when I went this year, or last year, should I say, I made the mistake of going at leaving cert holiday time.
Oh.
Why did I not realise mid-July? So it was full of teenagers. It was like TikTok central.
Yeah.
Which was fun, but traumatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sick.
Did you just get in a fight on the street in Albufeira?
Oh, God, yeah, we did. Another mad TikTok encounter. This fella came over and was like, I heard you cheated on your ex-boyfriend. Actually, I've never told a story. So here's a story time.
Yeah.
I heard you cheating on your ex-boyfriend. And I go, sorry, you must have picked up the whole story time wrong, because it was the complete opposite way around. He's like, no, I heard you cheating on him. I was like, well, you heard wrong. I was like, who told you that? He was like, my girlfriend told me. I go, who's your girlfriend? And he's like, I'm not telling you. So then he just kept going and going and going. I was like, you have the wrong information. Like.
Yeah.
So of course I end up videoing him.
Yeah.
Putting it on TikTok. The girlfriend texts me, being like, oh my God, that's my boyfriend. Can you please say that down? I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed for his behavior, blah, blah, blah. So in fairness, I was like, right, she isn't like saying that's my fella. Blah, blah. She was actually being nice.
Yeah.
So I did take the video down, but I ended up hearing that night from a group of girls that were in Albufeira that apparently the girlfriend rang him and broke up with him on the spot. And we got sent voice notes of it happening, because these girls happened to be in a taxi with him. So she broke up with him over that. And then he sends me this big long text about how he's getting the guards involved and all. And I was like, sorry, this happened in Portugal. So you're going to have to get the Portuguese police, the Irish police, then, you know, Interpol. Like, at the
Yeah.
Good luck with that one, buddy.
And also,
enjoy.
What are you getting the police involved for, that you attacked somebody on the street?
On the street. Like? And I kept saying, can you go away? Can you leave me alone? And he would not leave me alone. So I was like, get the guards involved.
Yeah.
See where I get you. Safe to say, I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
At my door yet.
Somehow I don't think they're good.
Yeah. But
you know, I wish I need to start. Like, I'm actually quite lucky, right? And this is what I mean when I say, Casey, it is the fucking places you go. Because Albufeira on leaving Sir fucking holiday.
I know. I'm asper.
There has been one or two times, like when I was doing OnlyFans, I remember one time in particular, I was walking down Grafton Street. I was with my little sister, and this yup bro. Of course. Like, I'm sorry now, but the up bros are the only people in Ireland that I'm scared of. They are the scariest people.
I don't know the word.
They're so scary. So, I was walking down the street. I was with my little sister, and this up bro goes by on his, like, electric bike. Nevo, you fucking tramp. And I turned around and said, I can't remember what I said because it was about 3 years ago, but I turned around and said something back to him, but it gives you anxiety for the whole day.
Day ruined.
Like, it ruins your whole day. It actually doesn't just ruin your day. I still remember that and think
one
about that
comment, right? Yeah. It's just like, and to them it's a throwaway comment.
Yeah.
But it's just like, why am I, why do I deserve this? Yeah. I don't.
Why am I the target? Like, do you know what I don't get? I would never, ever in a million years, do you know, number one, you know my name, I don't know yours. That's
a point in itself.
Yeah.
And it's always the, who even are you? Well, yeah. You clearly know.
You fucking know.
You know.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are
What's
you?
What's your name? Where do you live? Like, do I mean?
I'm so like, I'm trying to be in my like peaceful, like humble girl era. But every so often, like, you know, Bad Baby's diss track, she is regurgitating 2020 Nevo. I'm like, girls, I have to put her back in. Literally the other day, I was like, I'm so feisty today. And it's because I'm after listening to Bad Baby's diss track and I feel like 2020 Nevo again. Put her back to sleep.
Yeah, no.
Knock her out.
Yeah, no, I'm done with my whole running after people video on days, which I probably shouldn't say because now I'm going to get more abused, but no, I can't hack it because the anxiety it brings.
No, it's so bad.
Yeah.
And even like, even if you don't reply though, it still brings the anxiety. So it's not even the fault of you for responding. It's the people, you know?
Yeah.
I can't, and it's always men. Like, not always. I know girls do things too, but I find that a lot of the time with these things, it's men.
A lot of the time, yeah.
Like, why are men on the street? Whatever happened to men going out and providing? Now they're on the streets after a night out attacking
abuse.
Women.
Yeah, like, come on.
Please, men, come on. Pull this. It's so funny, Casey. I'd be like, every week, Lauren, people are going to think I hate men on this podcast.
Yeah, and you're your boyfriend, like.
What do I be like every week? I'd be on rampages about men every single week.
Oh, no, she was literally asking the listeners in the last episode. She was like, guys, am I sexist?
Am I sexist? Look, there is the small percentage of nice fellas out there.
Yeah.
Which,
small.
Which for me to say that out loud is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
After the road and I was like, they're guys. Every last one of them. But there is the odd few.
No, there is. Very few, but they're there.
Dig through the bins.
Usually they are gay.
Not or like a dad.
Or a dad. Yeah. Yeah. Right, girls, before me and Casey are going to answer a dilemma together, because I think Casey is a good person to, the dilemma surrounds cheating, basically.
Oh, brilliant.
But before I do that, I have to tell you something, right? So, you know, this top I'm wearing,
yes.
It fucking stinks, girls, right?
It's like Skimsy material.
I didn't realise. I must have worn it and just thrown it back in. You know the way sometimes you just mindlessly throw
it. You're not even thinking. Yeah.
I'll sort out my washing the next day and I'll be getting into bed at night and I'll just fuck it back in the wardrobe. I must have done that and now it fucking stinks. I'm literally stinking.
That's what that smell is.
Literally. I'm stinking.
I'm joking.
Because obviously I don't remember wearing this, so I must have worn it weeks ago and so the sweat has been on it for weeks.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
and that material's really bad
really
for that.
Bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I fucking stink, lads. Okay. Just a relatable moment. Really, I'm not sure many of you. I'm not sure many of you would do something so stinking, but anyway.
I mean, I told you that I haven't watched this.
Yeah.
So there you go.
True. Right. So into our dilemma. This week we have a dilemma about cheating. So first off, I want to say that this is in no way the girl's fault at all. She never knew I existed. My ex from years ago cheated on me with a girl. And even after years have passed, I still find myself thinking about her and going onto her profile to compare myself to her. Sometimes I'm embarrassed too, because if he had have had sex with her, maybe I'd have more reason to be like this. But it was just nude scent at this big age. Ew. I would say I'm confident in myself other than when it comes to comparing myself to her. What would your advice be over this? Right, Casey, what's your thoughts?
So first of all, my stomach just drops when I hear stuff like this.
Yeah.
I hate it. Even though I don't know these people at all, it just kills me. And like, this is going to be so cliche, but like, it's never the girl's fault. As in the girl that got cheated on. It's never your fault. You could be Beyonce. You could be a supermodel. It's not your fault. It says
Facts. Everything
about him and nothing about you.
Facts.
The only thing I can't relate is when I got cheated on, I never found out who the girl was.
Yeah.
Which helped. And it's so natural to go onto her page and compare yourself. But at the end of the day, you're you. I have no idea what you look like, but I'm sure you're gorgeous inside and out. And nothing a fella can ever do is going to change that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe if it helps block the girl, really try not to go onto the page, because that is just going to drive yourself insane.
Yeah, I'm going to give some really harsh advice because I'm very harsh.
Okay.
Very harsh.
Hit me.
Aren't I, Lauren? You need to break up with this man.
Wait, is she still with him now?
Yeah, she's still
with him. Oh,
no,
sorry.
Is she?
No.
Hold on.
No, I don't think she is.
Oh no, you're not with him. Okay, never mind, because I was about to rally you.
I'm mad as well.
Not rally you, but I was about to give you some big sister advice. If it's just that you're just comparing yourself to this girl because he cheated, that's such a hard one, because I feel like that's just girl nature. Like, we compare ourselves to everybody, like, regardless of like somebody cheating or not, we compare ourselves to everybody. Even if we get with a boy, we compare ourselves to their ex. Like, it's our natural instinct as women. Yeah. We're kind of like literally brought up to feel insecure in ourselves. Like, that's from media, from everything around us. That's just it. I think Casey's spot on. I think just blocking her and literally block your phone. Like, get one of those website blockers where you can literally block specific links in your phone and block all of her profiles on every single website. Stop yourself from being able to access it. Because honestly, Casey's so right. You could be Beyonce. You could be the best looking girl in the world. And if a man is a cheater, he's going to cheat. That's it. Like, that's just it. That's the end of the story. And funny, kind of led into this, but I spoke a little bit last week about my feelings on why that is. And if you want to hear that, go on to last week's podcast. But yeah, I think just block every single avenue. But it's so easy to say that, because...
Yeah, and don't beat yourself up over it. Because see the way she was like, oh, it was only nudes. You didn't actually get with her. No, it's still betrayal.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you have committed to this person for however long and they've still gone and done that. Mm-hmm. But that's just...
Lads, even if, in my opinion... Even if I saw Alex liking a girl's bikini picture, that is cheating to me. I'm sorry.
Really?
And I know, right? This okay. is probably going to be like...
Controversial.
Controversial. It is emotional. He is emotionally going, oh yeah, I like that picture. That is a disloyalty to me.
It's sending a signal to the girl.
Yeah.
Oh, her fella liked my picture.
Exactly.
I know it's a bit toxic and it might be whatever, but that's just the way it is nowadays.
And I've never even said that to Alex. Alex would never do that, which is why I'm like, I know I'm right, because he wouldn't do that, because he knows that that's wrong and disloyal. But no, I'm not a psychopath. Like, if he likes a picture on Instagram, I'm not like, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean? But if he went and say, like, followed an OnlyFans model and started liking all of her pictures, I would be like, get the fuck. Get the fuck.
Yeah.
To me, cheating can be emotional. It doesn't have to be a physical act. It can
be 100%.
Even just sending a message, hey, what you doing? If you're in a relationship and you're sending a message at 4 a.m. in the morning to another woman,
yeah,
cheating.
That's my biggest fear, is emotional cheating, because you might never find out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine your fella's out in a nightclub,
yeah,
chatting to loads of girls, could have, you know, hands on them here and there, but doesn't actually kiss them.
Yeah.
One, you'll probably never know. Two, he technically didn't cheat, so the girl probably won't tell you. And it's just like,
yeah,
and terrifying.
Me and Alex always talk about this, right? I feel like, to me, I'll get your opinion on this, right? Sometimes the not so, you know, if your fella went out, all cheating is bad.
All cheating.
But you know, if your fella goes out, gets drunk, has a one night stand, cheats on you, that's still awful, like horrific, and you should leave him. But to me, I think it's nearly worse. Like, you know, if a fella is like texting a girl for weeks.
Niamh, you are speaking my language. Yeah. I always say this.
Yeah.
That's like a serial cheater.
Yeah. Yes. And I feel like the emotional aspect of it, that it's not just like a flippant one-off thing. They've actually, when you're texting someone, you have time to process what you're doing. Not that you don't when you're out in a club. You do. And I'm not diminishing that. Cheating and going out and cheating when you're drunk, or just a once-off cheating one-night stand, is equally as bad. But for me, if my fella was texting another girl, sending nudes, that would nearly cut even deeper, because you had the time to think about what you were doing.
Yeah.
You had the time to actually process that. And you, like, it's just, so, to me, it's like, it's an emotional thing. And it's so much, not that it's worse. I would be devastated if Alex done either of the above, but I don't know. I feel like people diminish. Oh, well, he was only texting her. To me, texting is nearly worse than if he went out and just had a one night stand.
Yeah.
Because you have so much time to think about that and process it.
Yeah, because when I got cheated on, it was the second option.
Yeah.
It was a one night flipping thing, or so I think. But in my head, if he had been like behind my back planning that, or like repetitively going out to different girls, that's like a serial planned out psychotic cheater. But then there is the odd cheater that'll just do it on a once
off. On a once off,
which is, again, still really, really bad. But I'd like to think that was the only time I was cheated on. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
If it was, I think it's a bit easier than the before. Because imagine you were lying in bed beside them and they were texting other girls.
Yeah.
Or like repetitively planning.
Yeah.
No, that's worse.
I have a cheating story. Will I tell it really quickly?
I think you should.
Right. Okay. Well, so my ex cheated on me, but I had no idea. I don't know how many times he cheated on me. I've never found out who he cheated on me with or what it was. I only found out because he gave me chlamydia. Yeah. And I didn't find out for like months and months and months. It was horrific. I started having these really, really, really awful. And I'm not even embarrassed about this because it's not my fault. And
absolutely
I wasn't sleeping.
Not
that like, look, you can literally have sex for the first time and get an STI. It doesn't mean you're a slut. It doesn't mean you're a tramp. And I was in a relationship and got it. And I know I got it in the relationship because I am adamant. Even if I'm in a relationship, I will get tested every single year because we cannot trust men with our sexual health.
You can't trust anybody.
Exactly. So I knew that it was him because I had got tested previous. And basically, I started getting really bad stomach pains. Like, as in, felt like a knife was being turned inside my stomach.
Oh my God.
And just having all these symptoms. And I was like, what is going on? So I was so embarrassed that I didn't even, at the time, you can get like free STI checks from the HSE sent to your house and you send them back. I didn't even know that because I was just so embarrassed that I didn't even want to ask anybody or research it or anything like that. So I done like, let's get checked. And came back, yeah, I had chlamydia. And so I must have had that. Now, these symptoms had been going on for months. And by the time I found out, I went back to him after that.
Did
as well.
You?
Yeah, I was so like brainwashed in that relationship.
Yeah,
I went back to him after it and he just denied it. And I believed him. Like, Niamh, how the fuck, like, did you get chlamydia from sitting on a toilet seat? Like,
maybe he, did he convince you that it had to have been from before?
Yeah, he convinced me that it was, I don't even know what he convinced me. I knew. And yeah. I was just, it was easier to believe that it wasn't him. But I knew it wasn't from before because I'm a relationship girly, so I'm not like a kind of like go and have casual sex girl. Nothing wrong with that, but I'm not. Like, I'm always a relationship girly. So before, I was in a relationship too. And that was very public one on TikTok. And I knew that it wasn't from him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that's a big advice. If there's anything to take from this, girls, even if you're in a relationship, still get tested because you cannot trust a man with your sexual health. And now my biggest fear, I don't know if that's done me any damage.
You don't know how long you had it for.
Exactly. And you know all the problems I've had since. You know, I'm always talking about it on Instagram that I always have really bad pains. I had to have stuff done. I had to have the coil put in because I was having excessive bleeding. I had to have a DNC. And now I'm like, oh my God, has that given me some sort of like long-term damage? And because chlamydia after 3 months can give you long-term damage. I was with this man for two years maybe. So yeah, that's my little cheating story.
That's what cheating can do. Like, it might seem like a one-night thing, but it could give you a lifelong problem.
Ailments, exactly.
And I think what would sicken me, thank God I found out the night that it happened. Because if I had been continuously getting with him after.
Yeah.
Now, he only kissed this girl, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was able to stay with you knowing what he had done, that freaks me out. That's a serial killer, if you ask me.
And do you know one day, right? Do you know what gets me? One day he was out on, so I was like really like, I never left the house in this relationship. He was out on a night out with his friends or something, I don't know. And he pocket dialed me and it was all girls' voices. And I rang him going mad and he was like, they're just the girls at the table beside us. But in my head, I'm like, I feel like that was the night.
Because you don't know when.
Did
he ever admit it?
No.
Never.
But I know for a fine fact, there is no way. Because before him, it was COVID. So A, wasn't getting with anybody. And I will test every single year. So I knew that I didn't have it before and I didn't have any of these symptoms. And then I was in a relationship with somebody that was on TikTok, very public, knew that it was not him. All these symptoms only started about maybe 6 months into my relationship with this man.
So it was just a no. It
had to have been him, but he never admitted it. He never. And then, do you want to know what's worse, girls? I got the antibiotics, done the antibiotics, made him get antibiotics, but he wouldn't take them properly. So I ended up having to take so many courses of antibiotics. It was just a complete nightmare.
Horrific. Yeah.
But yeah, so girls, cheating can, if your man cheats, you can end up with chlamydia. So please, please, please make sure you get tested. Because if your man cheats and you don't know that your man has cheated, you can get an STI and have it without knowing, and it's not anybody's fault. And I feel like as well there's so much embarrassment, like even me saying that, I'm like, Lauren, don't clip that and put that on social media, because I'm like, I don't want that on my Instagram. But there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I didn't do anything. This man cheated on me and gave it to me. I was loyal.
And I love how we have to be the ones being like, hey girls, do this if you're fed. How about don't cheat?
Don't
cheat. How about that?
Just don't fucking
it's
cheat.
It's literally that simple. Oh,
that's
my god,
it.
I can't. Too much drama today.
Right, guys. So that is the end of episode 25. Casey, thank you so
much for coming in.
Guys, Casey's podcast is On The Case on Spotify and on YouTube. Do you want to give your social handles as well?
Sure, why not? My TikTok is CaseyCampion20, Casey with a K, if it wasn't obvious. And what else do I have? Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram.
Just Casey Campion.
Yeah, just That's Casey it. Campion. Thank you so much for coming in and thank you for answering it. We couldn't have a better person to answer a cheating dilemma.
Hopefully my brand moves away from cheating in the near future, please.
Thank you so much. And guys, thank you for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.